your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
This is KMFM. It's 1 o'clock. Here's Kieran Corr now with the update.
France has held a memorial service for the 130 people who died in the Paris attacks 2 weeks ago. Chris Giles has the details for KMFM.
Relatives of those who died and survivors of the attacks attended the ceremony in the courtyard of Les Invalides. Pictures of the victims were shown on a big screen. Their names were also read out.
Nick Alexander, 35 ans.
The parents of the British man who died in the atrocities were there. President Hollande paid tribute to everyone who was murdered.
130 lives torn away. 130 futures damaged.
He vowed France would do all it can to destroy Islamic State.
The man jailed for life for murdering Kent schoolgirl Claire Tiltman more than 20 years ago is due to appeal against his conviction later. The 16-year-old was stabbed to death in a Greenhithe alleyway as she made her way to a friend's house in January 1993. 47-year-old Colin Ash-Smith from Swanscombe was sentenced to a minimum of 21 years last December. The Anglican and Catholic churches are just two of the organisations the Independent Child Abuse Inquiry will examine. Councils in Lambeth, Nottinghamshire and Rochdale will also be looked at. It's expected to take up to 5 years and cost tens of millions of pounds. Justice Lowell Goddard says figures connected with Westminster will also be examined.
Involving current or former members of Parliament, senior civil servants, government advisers, and members of the intelligence and security agencies.
KMFM News.
More than 20 immigrants have been picked up on two of Kent's motorways. They were found on the M20, M2 and also on the A2 last night. The groups of people have now been left with immigration services at Dover. Fewer shoppers than expected have braved the cold weather to grab a bargain at stores involved in the Black Friday sales. Delays have been reported around shopping centres in parts of Kent though, while Asda in Canterbury has drop their petrol prices to less than £1 a litre. James Widdett from Kent Trading Standards says we need to be careful when picking up cheap deals.
This time of year there's also problems with perfume and cosmetics, and it's some fairly obvious things that people can look out for. Is the label straight? Does it look right? Is the packaging correct? If it's been opened, would you really want to buy it? Do you know what's in it?
A weather warning's been issued for strong winds in Kent this weekend. The Met Office have got a yellow Be Aware alert in place between 9 tomorrow morning and 6 on Sunday night. Forecasters say gusts could reach up to 60 miles per hour, particularly on the coast. A report revealed the care of vulnerable children in Medway is getting better, but still requires improvement. Ofsted inspectors have given the rating to children's services in the towns after they were branded inadequate 2 years ago. Barbara Peacock, Director of Adult and Children's Services at the Council.
One of the positive things about the Ofsted report is that it's clear that we know ourselves well and that the drive for improvement comes from our political leadership and the senior management leadership that we have here in the Council.
KMFM Showbiz.
And John Newman's been telling KMFM what it was like working with Ellie Goulding on his latest album. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz this lunchtime, here's Suze.
Well, Revolve, released last month, follows on from hits including Come and Get It and Love Me Again. Speaking to Gary and Emma earlier, the 25-year-old from Canterbury revealed they have a great relationship both in and out of the studio.
Musically, we both gel really well. And like when we talk about records, we get on really well in that area. And personally, we get on really well as well. We've done quite a bit of stuff together. We've done Calvin shows, we've done Calvin records together, and that whole world we've been involved in together for a while.
Elsewhere, Kent's Gemma Arterton's returning to the West End next year. The Gravesend star will play the lead role in Nell Gwynn, a play about a woman who became one of Britain's most celebrated actresses in the 1600s and who was the favoured mistress of Charles II. And One Direction have confirmed Infinity will be the next single off their latest album. Band member Liam Payne made the announcement to his millions of followers on Twitter. It'll be the third single from Made in the AM and may be the last we hear from the boys before they take an extended break next March.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, Kent Sam Billings top scored for England as they beat Pakistan by 14 runs in the first T20 international in Dubai. The wicketkeeper hit 53 of 25 balls as they made 160 for 5 in their 20 overs before bowling Pakistan out for 146. The second match in the series gets underway at 4 our time this afternoon. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.